From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Thursday, April 2nd.
First, a reminder that our spring fun drive is almost over. Make your gift now to keep North State Public Radio strong and independent. Become a member today at mynspr.org.
Coming up, a controlled burn got out of control recently, and officials are warning residents that could happen more often as fire danger builds.
Also, non-U.S. citizens are losing access to certain small business loans under new federal rules taking effect this month.
And seabird deaths are rising along California's coast. We'll have more on why.
But first, California's final manual snow survey of the season found no measurable snow at Phillips Station, marking the second lowest reading on record for the site. The Department of Water Resources conducted the survey yesterday off Highway 80 at Echo Summit at what would normally be a meadow buried in 5 feet of snow. Statewide, the snowpack stands at just 18% of average. It's the second lowest April reading in 75 years of record keeping. DWR Director Carla Nemeth says this year's conditions could be a sign of things to come.
We're getting a lot of questions about, are we heading into a hydrologic drought? The answer is, I don't know. We clearly have this something called a snow drought, where we do get precipitation, but we just don't get the snow. And it's that lack of snow that's going to challenge our overall storage that we all rely on.
Nemeth says reservoirs are nearly full, but the water will have to last through the dry season with little snowmelt to replenish them. And that could have broader impacts across the state. Climate experts are concerned forests may also dry out faster than usual, bringing an early start to peak fire season.
Staying on fire, a controlled burn got out of control this week, and now officials are warning it could happen more often as fire danger builds. The fire happened in Forbestown, where Action News Now reports a homeowner's burn spread beyond its intended area. Firefighters responded and contained the blaze at about a half an acre. No injuries were reported. CAL FIRE is now urging residents to hold off on controlled burns as temperatures rise across the North State.
Owners of small businesses who are also green card holders will now have a harder time getting business loans. CalMatters reports that non-U.S. citizens are losing access to loans from the Small Business Administration. The new rules start this month. They will prevent any business that's fully or partly owned by a non-U.S. citizen from receiving SBA-backed loans. These loans are usually low interest and don't require a credit history. Some say the change will hurt the economy and the number of businesses started, and it could hit California especially hard. The state has the highest number of small businesses in the country and also the largest immigrant population.
Seabird deaths are rising along the California coast, and scientists say starvation, not disease, is largely to blame. CAP Radio's Chris Feltz reports.
The California Department of Fish and Wildlife has been tracking an increase in deaths among Brandt's cormorants, common murres, and brown pelicans since last summer, which breed on offshore rocks and islands. Numbers have spiked in recent months along California's central and southern coasts. While avian flu was an early concern, testing has ruled it out in most cases. Instead, experts point to a different problem. Too many young birds and not enough food. Senior environmental scientist Krista Rogers says last year was a strong breeding season, but once those juveniles are on their own, competing for food becomes more of a challenge, along with other factors.
They molt their feathers. They have to evade predators. They have to endure winter storms. Those can all take a toll on a young bird.
Rogers says she'll be keeping a close watch for warning signs, like the age of the birds or the shift in species being reported.
Including if more marine mammals are being reported, that may signal that there's perhaps a harmful algal bloom that is starting up, because that tends to impact a diversity of seabird species and marine mammals, both adults and juveniles.
If you see dead or sick birds, do not touch them. Officials ask you to report them online or contact a local wildlife rehabilitation center. Chris Feltz, CAP Radio News.
And lastly, researchers in the Bay Area are working to develop a test for long COVID. UC San Francisco has received over $1 million to launch a large-scale program. Lead researcher Dr. Stephen Deeks says there's a lot of unknowns related to the condition that has affected millions of people. In some cases, patients have been left bedridden. Deeks says testing could help doctors create individualized treatment plans and know what's working and what's not. A test might also spur drug companies to create additional possible treatments.
And those are your headlines for Thursday, April 2nd. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Ken DeVall.
And I'm Eric Adams. Have a great day.
And don't forget to make your donation to NSPR.